Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loophole. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports, but we're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess. Watch this. These are my confessions. I want Jatavion Sanders to be the Texans pick at 42. I am hearing the pushback. I'm hearing the hesitation. I'm hearing the questions about blocking. I feel like he's an upgrade over Andrew Beck. I feel like he's an upgrade over Brevin Jordan. I feel like he adds versatility to this offense. And I feel like if we're playing chess 2 years from now, he could be a better player than Dalton Schultz. Maybe you can list like bigger needs in the near future. But for me, I am almost becoming obsessed with the possibility of Jatavion Sanders.
And when was the last time they drafted, maybe it was Brevin Jordan a few years ago, but when was the last time they drafted a tight end that you were truly excited about? I feel like maybe Brevin, just because of where they were in, you know, the state of the franchise, you're trying to find something to be excited about.
Okay.
But
backhanded compliment.
But I mean, I'm just saying, truly excited about the tight end that the team is drafting. Been a while.
Owen Daniels?
Oh my God.
So here's my Jatavion Sanders thing. There's not a question about his blocking. He just doesn't block. Like he doesn't do it. He's not motivated to do it. When he tries, he's bad at it.
He was hurt last year.
Okay, blocking's a toughness thing. Tough it out.
Well, he was toughing it out. He's playing hurt.
Yeah, he was toughing it out, and he was awful at it. Now, I'm with you.
Awful's a little bit of a stretch. And they were moving him in motion, all that. You sound like John Harris. If this happens with football hardos like Cody Stoops and John Harris, they treat tight ends like, oh, you got to go in there and block.
No.
You got to go in there and block.
But they kind of do, though.
What's Mark Andrews doing? This is the same thing that was being said about him.
This is a Landry Locker. This is a tried and true strategy. He cuts you off before he lets you finish. The guy can't block. I'm fine with it. Because if this offensive line would just block better than it did last year, you don't need as much help from the tight ends.
But do you need three tight ends who don't block?
Well, bye-bye Brevin Jordan.
Why does Brevin Jordan have an automatic slot on this team?
Yeah.
Well, do you replace him with another tight end who can't block? That's what I'm saying. Like, I get it, but how many tight ends who can't block do you want?
They had like 7 different blocking-only tight ends last year. Like, you can find the blocking-only tight end. There's a bunch of the blocking-only tight ends. There's not a lot of Jatavion Sanders running around there.
I'm pushing back only to agree that I would love to have Jatavion.
Well, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. Like, I don't – like, it's all about versatility. Like, we always talk about versatility. So, say what you want about him. He can catch balls out of the backfield. Like, he can do that. He's better at Andrew Beck at doing that. He can be a – prototypical receiving tight end. I mean, he runs circles around Brevin Jordan when it comes to that. He's not as explosive, isn't as fast. And all this talk about receiver, hey, we want to add a receiver and whatnot. You can put him in the slot if you want to. You can do that. So it's just one of those. I think he would add a completely different element. I don't want to judge him by his block. Like, are we judging Brock Bowers by blocking?
He's not great at it, but he's going to try.
I forgot about the water polo tight end, which was a hallmark moment on this show. But that was one that people were excited about.
People were excited about Kahale wearing. He played football for like 2 years.
Who was excited?
That's what I'm seeing on the text line. Nope,
you're wrong on that one.
And that guy.
Yeah, don't compare him to Sanders. That's that guy. A little much.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm a little bit worried about the Washington Nationals this weekend, man.
Oh, come on.
And I don't want to be in this place. But the Astros, so damn sorry, 20 games into the season. And Justin Verlander, God bless him, I'm glad to have him back. I'd rather have him than what we've seen in the back end of this rotation. But I feel like the Astros have transitioned to that team that you don't fear as much when they come up on your schedule, and you can't take for granted when you see teams that have been bad, when you see the Kansas City Royals on your schedule, when you see the Washington Nationals on your schedule, and then you go look at the standings and realize that they're better than you. It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling. I'm worried about this series over the weekend, that they might not be as good as the Nationals.
I can honestly tell you I cannot name three Washington Nationals.
I don't think you need to.
Does Brad Wilkerson still play for them?
You can name three Astros, but they sorry as hell right now. What does that do for you?
Well, it makes Alex Bregman a really attractive trade option at the deadline this year.
Put a pin in that.
Hey, by the way, props to Espada for putting him in the two-hole. Did look good yesterday.
Bregman? No, he batted third.
I mean batting third. Putting him between Tuck and left. Left Alvarez, split the left.
It was a good move. Look at you giving Joe Espada some credit. What got into you?
It deserves credit for
that. Somebody check this man's temperature.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
C.J. Stroud got me excited about John Metchie.
No, he didn't.
C.J. Stroud excited about John Metchie.
They will curse you on this. Don't do that, Stoops.
Thanks for coming in.
They'll curse you on this show for saying positive things or even having a positive outlook on John Metchie.
Oh, come on. He's our guy.
But just because I got excited about John Metchie, I still want them to draft a wide receiver. I just feel I want that. I want the third round pick to be a wide receiver.
All right, let's lay that out. Let's get into the wide receiver thing coming up in like 10 minutes because I feel like you have scenarios for that. But you're excited about John Metchie.
You're 2 years removed from the ACL injury. You're a year further removed from the illness that he dealt with, beating cancer, got his feet wet. They've talked about if D'Amico Ryans is going to tell me that Christian Harris basically was a rookie last year, then so was John Metchie. And so, all right, fifth wide receiver, sixth wide receiver. I'm not talking about I forego all long-term plans because of him. Just got a little excited. You know, CJ's been out there throwing to him, so I got to see something.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I made my mom cry more than I've ever seen my mom cry in her entire life this morning.
Slime ball.
And we've been through a lot. So it's not like one of those where people say, I've never seen my parents cry. I've seen my mom bawl. I've never heard my mom bawl like hysterically more than I heard her cry this morning. It kind of shook me up like even talking about it. but it was a misunderstanding.
Oh, no.
So the other day I came home on a Friday, and there was a piece of the stairs. There was like a long thread on the stairs that was missing. You can see it right here. You see that little rip right there?
Yep.
I'm showing it on the YouTube. You see that like clean, smooth rip right there? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We didn't think anything of it. We thought maybe it got vacuumed over. Maybe, you know, the dog had grabbed it or whatever. The baby likes to grab now, so she had pulled it. It's about a 1.5 foot rip. So didn't think much of it. Weren't thrilled about it, but didn't think a ton of it. This weekend, from Monday to Wednesday, my dog, who's the craziest dog in the world, has been acting really, 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 really lethargic. She's been puking. She can't eat. She can't sleep. And we took her to the vet on Tuesday, and they took the X-ray. They said, okay, if she keeps getting worse, bring her back. I was like, okay. We brought her back, and the process ended up that they decided she needs surgery. Like, she needed emergency surgery. So she had emergency surgery last night, and we got the call from the doc. The doc said, look, this could have been really bad. We actually got to look at her for pneumonia. She just woke up.
Damn.
We got what was in her body. There was some leaves and all this type of stuff. And we also found this long, 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 long piece of thread that was tied from her tongue to her esophagus to her stomach to where she wasn't able to eat. And I was like, dude, she must have eaten the damn stairs and it didn't digest because it got tied around her tongue because it was such a long thing to where she couldn't eat or anything like that. So she woke up this morning. They say that she's breathing. They're monitoring her and all that type of stuff. And if she eats at 7, she can come home or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I call my mom and I tell my mom about this. I'm just like, you know, not casually. Yeah, you know, she's been sick for the last couple days. We took her in.
It's just
yada,
an
yada.
Update. You're not like.
I'm just telling her what's up.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, why didn't either one of y'all stay at the hospital? She's like, you're going to work. You're going to do the show, and Holly's at home. Why didn't either one? She's like bawling, like crying. And I'm like, I mean, there's nothing we can do. And she wants to sleep. I don't want to interrupt her sleep and have her acting weird. And she's like just bawling, like hysterically, like acting like she has to get off the phone, talking about praying and stuff like this. And I'm just like, bro, what is going on? Like she's almost making me cry because of mom. She thought I was talking about my daughter, just leaving my daughter at the hospital, and that me and my wife were just going about our day, and I was going to work, and we had left my daughter at the hospital.
So you didn't make it clear on the front end
yes,
of the conversation?
Yes, I did.
Because I didn't know.
But it's Casey and it's Avery, so maybe she just heard the E.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. But she thought I would just left my daughter at the hospital.
Oh, that's incredible.
It was just like sitting there, oh, yeah, wait, no, I can go get her maybe, you know, at 6 or 7, and we could go figure it out. You think I'd be going to work if that happened?
Hey, so the one way I know this would never have happened with my family is because we don't always necessarily call the dog by his name. The dog is our dog's name is Dominic.
Yeah.
I would have started that conversation not with Dominic
the dog.
Sick, the dog.
Yeah.
And it would have been very clear very early on.
I was sitting there like,
the dog, like, mama. The dog.
How relieved was she once you clarified what the situation was?
Dude, she's weird. She's a weird crier where she like cries more with based on what the fear of what it initially was. And she was like, I was going to get off the phone and I was going to pray that, you know, pray for her. And I didn't want to lecture you and tell you how to raise your kid. But I just thought, I was like, my God. All right, bye.
Yeah.
I got to go.
No.
I'll talk to you later.
If that's
bye,
the
bye.
Confusion, though, justifiably upset, because that would have made y'all the ultimate slime balls.
Oh, I would. Come on. I mean,
I know better.
I know better.
That's
crazy.
I know better.
Wild. That was a little much. That's Lunchtime Confessions. Coming up, Cody Stutes sees a scenario where the Texans could draft a wide receiver. He's thinking third round. Could they get greedy and make their first pick a wide receiver despite Stephon Diggs? In the Loop continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.